Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mitten State Music Show. The first episode of hopefully many in this podcast here I'm trying out. My name is Dominic, and I'll be your host as I am over on Instagram, which you can follow me at Mitten State Music, where we'll be hosting all your local jams there. All right, so I didn't have any guests planned for this first episode here. Obviously, I wanted some down the road, you know. But let me move a little closer. Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear me. All right, we're trying things out, you know, taking it slow. See how this goes. This might be sounding pretty good. This might not. I don't know. But yeah, I'm really excited for this whole series, really. There's a lot of individuals that I want to have as guests on the show to be able to interview them would be one of the great highlights of my life. And yeah, I think we're gonna have a really fun time here. So yeah, I don't really have a structure or anything of this really. I just a couple ideas, you know, kicking around. But I think for this first episode, I want to talk to you about, you know, just kind of, you know, introduce myself and say, hey, you know, who's this guy here that just followed me and has an interest in my music? Well, you know, I'll tell you. All right, so my name is Dominic Adcock. I am from Bay City. I've been listening to Michigan music all my life. You know, I'm a big Bob Seger fan. You know, we love Bob Seger over here. You know, very, very rarely, you know, you'll turn on the radio and not hear old-time rock and roll playing at least once an hour. But, you know, maybe they'll get different and, like, turn the page or something, you know. But, yeah, I don't really take, like, you know, an interest in it, like, you know, the kind of interest that I have now until... about a year ago, I guess, well, not really a full year ago, last year, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna look up some, like, you know, Michigan artists, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna research this, you know, see what we got, see what I've been missing. It's been, you know, right here in my, home state, and it pulled up a lot of, you know, Detroit guys, you know, the aforementioned Bob Seger, and of course you got, you know, Alice Cooper, Ted Nugent, with and without the Amboy Dukes, you know, the MC5, the Stooges, you know, Iggy Pop and the Stooges. You know, the Detroit, Ann Arbor area. You'll notice a lot of old guys, you know, on there. A lot of older bands. Bay City, of course, my hometown. Which actually, fun fact, I was born in Dearborn. You know, just outside of Detroit. Never lived there. My parents lived in a Westland for few years, but they moved. It'd be closer because all my family, you know, lives in Bay City. Bay City, it's got a couple claims to musical fame. That they have Madonna, who was born in Bay City. I saw her mom's grave. I've been to the cemetery, and I've seen her headstone, which is really weird. Not really a flex, I just don't think it's interesting. How many people can say that they've done that, yeah, and of course, Madonna not really associated with, Bay City, even like the state of Michigan. She's like too big for that, I guess. Definitely more kind of like a Hollywood thing, which makes sense because she was in movies and I actually lived there. I'm pretty sure. Bay City, Michigan, also home to a question mark in the Mysterians. I have a lot to say about the Mysterians. They still perform to this very day. They formed as teenagers in the early 60s. They rose to prominence in 1966 with a little song that went to number one. It was called 96 Tears. Just incredible song. That's funny. They never really did any long ones. They were, all like scraping the 2 minute mark. I think that one's more like, three. For their wild band name and Martian, outer space kind of backstory, they didn't really go like the whole quote unquote space jam. They didn't pump out like a hard rocket 6.5 minute jam. It was just a lot of the funky keyboards and just simple little love songs, but pretty cool. I mean, there's some interesting things that they did with their music. 96 Tears, they have this futuristic keyboard sound, and they actually had another big hit. Not as big, which is what happens when your first hit goes to all the way to number one, really. They make great music, but really nowhere to go but down, but they did land one in the top 40. It was I Need Somebody. It has a great keyboard driven song like 96 Tears. I Need Somebody was actually the follow-up to the 96 Tears single, and it went to number 22 in the Billboard Hot 100. So yeah, top 40 ain't a bad place to be. Absolutely not. On the lower end, people don't really remember many of those, like the lower end of the top 40. But the number ones, absolutely. But yeah, they played, or they recorded 2 albums. Their first album, which was also called 96 Tears, released that in 1966, and then followed it up the next year with Action in 1967. That one doesn't really get talked about as much, but it is still very solid. And they had a song on there which they didn't write. They covered it. It's called Can't Get Enough of You, Baby. And you may remember it from it being covered in, I think, 97, 98 by Smash Mouth of All Star fame. And of course, the Shrek soundtrack. They're not from Michigan, Smash Mouth. That'd be pretty cool. But no. They actually recorded a third album in 1969, and it went unreleased for many years. Actually, currently to this day, still unreleased. And recently, I'm friends with their original guitar player, Robert Lee Valderrama. I would love to have him as a guest on here one of these days. We've actually gotten to be really good friends. It's pretty cool, basically with the sort of story of this album here is, they got screwed over big time by their manager, the record label, because they were just teenagers when, they made 96 Tears and went to number one. And I'm 22. I am older than these guys. I'm older now than these guys were when they went out and just made their number one song. It was number one for 5 weeks. And that's a month right there. That ain't too bad, but yeah, so it was a lost for a while. And Bobby, he was telling me the story. He recorded it, on an acetate, and apparently one day I was digging through some stuff and just like found it by accident, and he's trying to go around and get that re released. I hope he finds a label to release it on. If not, I hope he can just put it out himself. That'd be all right too. But yeah, I have a lot to say about the Mysterians. They were actually the big reason that I started this account. So I guess this will be like a Mysterians episode. Well, of course, they'll be featured later on. Not in this episode, but later on, in the show, when I can work something out with a Bobby there. So, question mark Mysterians, they still perform. Question mark himself is currently enjoying retirement. It is just, they started out as a five-piece band. They still play with five people, but now there's only two founding members, lead guitarist Bobby Valderrama and keyboardist Frank Rodriguez. Who, of course, the same Frank who played on 96 Tears, provided that iconic keyboard. That. And that's the rest of the song. I don't know if I can actually sing that. But yeah, there it is. You probably know the song, especially if you're here. But yeah, they were actually a big reason why I started this account. It was New Year's Eve, 2024. I'd seen a couple of local bands. I was my interest in starting an account like this was growing, and of course, I wouldn't start it until this past April. I slack a lot. It might be a month or two before the next episode comes out. No, I'm not gonna space them like that. I'm gonna try to get them on a somewhat consistent schedule. Like, once a week I think would be all right. But yeah. So New Year's Eve, I don't really drive anywhere. Due to my I have a disability, and also I hate driving, scared of cars, so my grandpa, he calls me one day. He says, "Hey, question mark the Mysterians are gonna be performing at the Bay City Eagles, which is this private club at Bay City, which I am not officially a member of. I have been looking into that, but I am I am a frequent attendee of their various events. I mostly go there for their karaoke. But you know, they got all kinds of stuff. They got, you know, they got bingo, they got you know, I think euchre tournaments. I hate euchre, so I can go to that. But yeah, anyway, they do have a lot of local bands. I don't really see a lot of concerts at the Eagles. I really should, you know, get my street cred up a little bit. But yeah, I have seen the Mysterians 3 times, I want to say. And then I've seen Bobby. He plays jazz shows, actually, so solo jazz shows, in various small diners and around you know, Michigan. But you know, he lives right in Bay City, so he plays he plays in the area a lot. If you're ever over here and you have a chance to go see him, I would take that chance, you know, like I did. And you will not regret it. He is a very terrific guitar player. Not one you'll find in, you know, many of the magazines. They're all, you know, about Hendrix and Clapton, and they're great, you know, guitar players, of course. I'm not, you know, putting them down. I just, there's just some guys, you know, you don't really hear about enough. You know, you listen to them, you're like, man, how come people don't talk about this guy, you know? Crazy. But yeah, really, really nice guy. We've we're friends on Facebook. We met multiple times. But you know, getting back to this New Year's Eve story, which is crazy. Actually, so they picked me up, and like I don't know, it was like 5:30 on New Year's Eve. They're like, okay, dinner at 7, Mysterians at 9, they play us into the new year, going through midnight. So hey, three hours of oldies, because they don't really play any of their older original material outside of 96 Tears. They do a lot of covers, which is great. They do some pretty great versions of songs. Yeah, so my grandparents, they pull up to my house, pick me up. I'm like, oh hell yeah, I'm excited. I got this Riddler shirt. It's green with a big black question mark on it, you know, 'cause I'm funny like that. And the picture, the first ever post I made on the Mitten State Music Instagram account was, it was of me from that show. This was was it that one? Yeah, it was after they turned the I'm getting ahead of myself. So we're sitting in this we're sitting in my house, and I look at my out of my phone. I open up Facebook, just on a whim, that might have been something I look at, and I see a thing from the Eagles. It says it was like a 10-minute old post. They said, all right, there's no power to the building. We've been without power since noon. Oh, what the hell? Okay, so what are we gonna do now? Well, we go there anyway. We don't know when the power is gonna be back on. Apparently, there's if you don't know what the base of the Eagles looks like on the outside, there's a bunch of trees surrounding. Well, there was the trees are all gone now, but they were cutting down trees, and I guess one of them hit like the power lines or something, and it just messed up the entire building. So I guess it like took them forever to get a guy to come out there, which I don't really understand. But you know, I wasn't there messing with the power. That's just what I heard. You know, I'm not an employee of the Eagles. I just sing their karaoke, go to concerts, and eat their occasional kitchen food, you know. So yeah, we sat there in the dark. My grandma's, taking pictures, me by the hour. I was upset because I thought I wouldn't be able to see the Mysterians. These guys are in their 70s. When am I ever gonna be able to do this again? Tomorrow isn't guaranteed, but yeah, I'm just looking more and more pissed. I'm hamming it up a little bit because she's sending these to my mom. But yeah, they were supposed to go. The food is supposed to be at 9, or sorry, 7. The Mysterian is supposed to go on at 9. 7 o'clock rolls around, no power. Well, shit. Guess we're not eating. That really sucks. But, so we just wait some more. The band, bless their hearts, is walking around. They're like, hey, we'll talk to you. So they actually sat down at my table. We introduced ourselves. My grandpa actually has a 45 RPM record of 96 Tears, the single. And he had it signed by the founding members of the band, which is pretty cool. It's upstairs at his house. He's got a music room. Pretty cool. And I didn't really have anything. I still don't. I gotta buy one of their albums. Yeah, 9 o'clock rolls around, when they're supposed to get on, no power. Updates are slow, nobody really knows what's going on. It's just not fun. Oh, we're sitting, at this point. It's been so long since I've thought about this. I think things are coming back to me. So 9 o'clock comes on, and they're like, "Well, we got all this food here. We don't really want it to go to waste, but we don't really know where the power's going." So here we are eating in the dark by candlelight. These fake candles that don't even really light the room that well. We're like, "Oh God." Is this gonna... Oh, 10 minutes to 10. The food was very good, by the way. Food was great. It was worth it. I was starving. When I get hungry, it contributes to my mood a little bit. I get hangry. Not really severe like some people, but it's definitely noticeable, I want to say. So, God. 10 minutes to 10 o'clock, they go on. The power comes back. They're like, "Oh, okay, all right, this is great. Finally," and they start with I forget the first line played. I think it was Johnny B. Goode, Chuck Berry. The first I played actually wrote down the set lists for these. Please let me see here. Oh yeah, Johnny B. Goode. The first song they played. Play a lot of good 60s ones. Here, my personal favorite was when they played Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Willy Bully, that's it, Sam the Sham, and they had this long jam at the end. It was really cool, and they snuck in the 60s Batman theme with Adam West. that was pretty neat. I can't say I've seen too many shows where they just sneak in the Batman theme. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. Imagine going to I don't know, Joan Jett or something. No, she's going through. I don't. She or I Love Rock and Roll. All of a sudden, burn out. The Superman theme or something right in the middle of it. That'd be crazy. Yeah, Mysterians, big part of this account, and I great friends with Bobby. He's a really nice guy. Actually. I don't know if I'm allowed to disclose this publicly, but there's a Mysterians movie that he filmed with all the original band filmed it in 1998, and it's if all is Bobby is he's trying to get the band together for a reunion show in Detroit, and or no, I think it was a Chicago. They do have a part in Detroit though, and nobody can find a question mark the mysterious perpetual sunglass wearing leader of the band. And it's like 45 minutes long. You say, hey, where's a question mark? And I have a copy of this movie on a flash drive, currently sitting in my room. It's a really interesting movie. It was recorded with a camcorders and pretty cool. It was, interspersed with live footage of the band from that era. There's an interview with question mark on there, which I believe was scripted. I'm not sure. That'd be kind of funny. They just took like this full interview and just like, yeah, put that in the movie. But yeah, it's definitely an interesting watch. Bobby is big into the whole AI thing, which I don't really want to debate on here. I know some people don't love it. And people have very strong opinions of it. I don't like it all of the time, but I mean, it's not like he's making a movie from scratch. He didn't really like the live action aspect of it. He loves cartoons, See, we're gonna my current project is going through AI, kind of redrawing the movie. Like reanimating it. There is a hand-drawn animated sequence near the end. It's like the big climax of the movie, in addition to like a performance of 96 Tears. Which hey, soundtrack's pretty easy. Just hey, use all our old songs. We don't need to sue the guys who made those, because we're the guys. Yeah, that's pretty neat. We haven't really been keeping in touch in a while, me and a Bobby. So we'll definitely have to get back on it soon. I would love to see like the finished product. I worked on it very slowly, because I have a full-time job. Actually, I'm recording this just after getting home from work. I actually be leaving pretty soon to go to a Loons game, but so I'll be in Midland tonight. You can come and see me. Yeah, I love I'm just going out and doing stuff, local. That's pretty neat. Yeah, I've been all over the state. Not really for concerts, but also sometimes, I've been to Bay City, Saginaw, Midland a lot, Flint a couple times. I've actually been to Flint more to use the airport to fly out of Flint. than actually stay in Flint. Yeah, I've been to Detroit many times, Sterling Heights, which is kind of Detroit, but not really. That's weird. Clarkston, I've been to twice, and I will be there in October. Grand Rapids, I've been to three times, including the great Van Andel Arena. If you're ever in Grand Rapids for a concert or just in Grand Rapids, I would definitely recommend checking out a show at the Van Andel Arena. That is a pretty cool looking structure there. Oh, the sound is good too. I can say it. I saw Primus, Pucifer, and a Perfect Circle at Van Andel. That's the big Sasanta tour. Mayor James Keenan. Those Pucifer and Perfect Circle. Those are two of his bands. He's from enemy territory there, Ohio. I forget where in Ohio. I looked this up and I never heard of it before. I've seen a lot of Michigan shows this year. I saw Alice Cooper in May. That was incredible. Like I said, I'm gonna see him again at Pine Knob in October, the 2nd of October. I saw him Dow Event Center in Saginaw. And one of the best shows I've ever been to, well, that one, but great live show I saw July 19th, my birthday, was at the Vex venue in Saginaw. If you ever get a chance to go there, take it. That's a really cool place. Mia, I got to talk to the one of the co-owners there. She is amazing. Yeah, very nice of her to give me a free ticket for my birthday. And you know, I saw Never the Crash. Big fans of the Page. The Lion with them. And I had to leave before Venom of Virgin came out. I would like to see them, but hey, you know, maybe some other time. But of course, they're from here. I'm sure they'll be back soon enough. Yeah, I'd love to go there again. You'll see me at the Willow sometimes in Bay City. It's actually right by my house. It's too far. I can actually kind of walk down there. You know, I can't come see a show. So you, I've posted from there before. You may see me there, and of course, Lolo Bees in Bay City. I've seen shows there. That's cool. Laid back kind of vibe. I'd like to. I'd go there again. I was smaller. I've been to a Castaways in Bay City. I haven't seen a show there, but they do have live music, so that's pretty cool. I've seen Bobby Balderrama at Vinny's Pizzeria. Basically, you know, a lot of these are gonna be, you know, Bay City, because you know I don't drive, so you know it's closer. You know, I would love to go to, you know, the Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo areas, but that, you know, that's a lot of driving. There's some great bands out that way that are pretty good friends of mine. But yeah, when I say I like local music, I don't really go outside the Tri-Cities too much. Yeah, but yeah, I've seen the Mysterians all at the Bay City Eagles. They still do a lot of shows in Michigan. I know Bobby will play at the Scotty Sandbar in Bay City. It's fun. I've been to Comerica Park not for any concerts. I've been to a few Tigers games. I'm a big sports fan, so if you'd like to ever have a discussion about sports, hey, hit me up. Yeah, sports music. It's really my two loves. Baseball is my favorite sport. I do watch a lot of football, basketball, and hockey. I'm like fairly knowledgeable about, but I don't really keep up with it much as I should. Or nah. No, who cares about how much I should? Yeah. I lost my train of thought. I do want to watch more of those. I just I don't really have the time. I do. I don't really have the enthusiasm, I guess, for basketball, hockey. Hockey's a pretty cool sport. If the Wings ever get their issues in order, I might be more inclined to watch. Call me fair weather, call me what you will, I don't care. Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of Michigan bands, and some of my favorite Bay City groups, The Fields. I just listened to their first album. That should be coming. I think they said next week. Actually sent me a message about my which was pretty nice of them. One of their whoever runs the account is going on a nice little vacation, so congrats to him. Congrats to him on a terrific album. It's really good. And of course, I got some of the students. Wilder Road is another good Bay City band. I enjoy them a lot. That first album is pretty good. I actually saw them live before that album came out. I was at O'Hare's. I was there to see the Half Model Rockets from Midland, and that was really good. But I was gonna make this an hour, but I don't really know how to fill these last 2 minutes. I plan to have guest artists on here. Speaking of which, Alex the Band is probably gonna be the first guest on here. He was the one who floated me the entire idea of the podcast. I would probably never do this if it wasn't for him. So. Yeah, I definitely gotta figure out how to record, both of us. I might have a video podcast to go along with this. For right now, it's gonna be audio only, at least for this first episode. But I will make a separate post about this. But this Friday, I don't know what I'm doing. This Saturday, I will be on the Mater Music Jam. My friend, radio personality, Saginaw's own Jammin' Jerry Mater. I'll be hosting a radio show starting at 8 o'clock on the website materradio.net. You can now download the app. It's what is it called? WMRN. Let me find the. It'll be you can download the app, for Android and iOS. And where is the screenshot I took with the app information? I am struggling at this. Oh God. Am I blind or I screenshotted this. I cannot find what I did with that. Oh, that's really Christ. Let me look this up real quick. Okay, I'm failing over here. Fall apart. WMRN, the Mater Radio Network, is the full title of that. There's an app you can download. Download that. Leave a request. Talk to me live chat. I will be co-hosting with Jerry, who I've made a post about on the account. Definitely go and give that a like. And yeah, download the app. The thumbnail is 97.3 WMRN. The name, the full name as it's listed right here in the App Store, WMRN, the Mater Radio Network. The iOS app just came out this past week, so that's pretty neat. Jerry's a really nice guy, a little crazy, but you know, so am I in a way. So it really works out. I don't think I finished this thought, but yeah, next one I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try to figure out how to get guests on here. This is really just like a test run to see how people would react to this, see how smoothly things would go. And I haven't really had any problems, which is nice. I like when things don't have problems. I know it's a wild concept. I will be on there with Jerry Mater at 8 o'clock on Saturday. We'll go to 10:30, maybe 11. I think it'll be advertised as 11, but those things don't usually go to 11. Sometimes they go past, but and I don't remember the last one I was able to catch because I've been a lot going on the weekends. I went to a midnight. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I got to meet Jerry, and let's talk about Jerry for a little bit. I got to meet Jerry at the Eagles. We were there for a karaoke, and we hit it off right away. He's been one of my best friends, and it'll be an honor to finally co-host that with him. I've been a long time listener of his show, and you know, I've actually sang a few songs with him. He's a really, really nice guy, and I'm very glad to be his friend. And you can be his friend too. Send him a friend request on Facebook, at Jerry Mater. And you know, feel free to shoot him a message as well. Tell him old Dom sent you. You know, he'll know exactly who you're talking about. This little crazy son of a gun here. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the reaction to this this podcast. I'm sorry if it was a little sketchy, parts little not great. I do kind of ramble a lot. That's just how I talk. And you know, I don't really have a script for this episode. I just wanted to, get into a little bit about myself, and talk about, my various Michigan connections in regards to, the music scene. I've been around. I tell you, yeah, I'm really excited for the next episode. We're gonna get Alex the Band on here. He's I believe he's from Bay City. He's tried to do a couple shows here. He's got one in August coming up, the 23rd, I want to say. And he'll have a new single, Car, coming out the 16th. So stick around for, don't really stick around here. I'm about wrapping this up. Stick around for the next episode. We're gonna get him on there. We're talking about that. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. And definitely check him out on Spotify and I believe Apple Music too. I have an Apple Music account, but I don't really use it. I mainly use it for downloading alarms. any song I like, I'll put it on, be like, hey, I'm gonna wake up to this and try not to absolutely hate it for the next few months. But yeah, I'm really, really excited for that. He's a really nice guy. Both Jerry and Alex here. Alex has become one of my good friends through this account. I've yet to see him in concert. I feel terrible, but I keep having stuff to do, and his shows keep getting canceled. So one day our paths will cross. Physically, but really excited to have him on here. He'll be talking about his new single Car, and we'll talk about some of his music that's already out. You can stream his EPs. I got five summer songs and some other one with a really long title that I still can't remember, but it's really good. If you go to Spotify, you'll know exactly which one it is. So, with that being said, that's probably gonna do it for me here. Hope you'll thank you for sticking through to the end. If you managed to do that, and I will see you all in the next one. This is Dominic with the first episode of the Mitten State Music Show, finally coming to an end. All right, thank you everybody for watching. I will see you all next time. I will hope to see you Saturday on the Mater Music Jam. And thank you and good night.